Well, good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody doing here in San Diego? This is my first time to APHA, and very overwhelmed by all that's going on. When I first walked in, I couldn't believe the sea of people that were here. And I couldn't choose the classes that I wanted to go to because there's so many. I'm here to talk about ethnic differences and cancer pain experience. And I wanted to tell you that we're honored to have Dr. Unuk M in the audience. She's the principal investigator that led the study. And so thank you, Dr. M, for coming today. And then the rest of the members of the team, Dr. Lee, myself, Ms. Liu, Ms. Lim, and Dr. Chi. Okay, so to begin with, a background of what researchers have reported, that there are ethnic differences in cancer pain experience. But the studies tend to be rather inconsistent. And so despite there's an increased number of studies on cancer pain, there's not a lot done with the ethnic minorities. So very few compare the cancer pain experience of a multi-ethnic group, and that's what we were looking at. So the purpose of the study, we did a qualitative study, and we looked at differences, we looked at similarities in this group. The groups consisted of whites, Hispanics, African Americans, and Asians. And we did it through an online forum, which is a little bit different, and I'll tell you about that here in a minute. The theoretical basis, we used Hall and Stevens for the theory. Okay, we looked at gender, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, sexual orientation, and the other contextual factors as well. We really valued their opinion. We wanted to find out exactly how they felt about their experience. And we use rigor also as per Hall and Stevens as well. Okay, so the design. We used a 6-month cross-sectional qualitative online forum, as I spoke about earlier. And this is actually part of a larger study on cancer pain experience for the four groups that I mentioned. And it included an internet survey also, which was the quantitative component. And here we're just going to look at the online forum results. Okay, so for the settings, here's how the recruitment. We looked at internet settings, and we actually looked at over 400 internet cancer support groups. Now this included cancer support groups and then the ethnic specific groups as well. And then we went to the community settings, 100 cancer clinics. We looked at the support groups from this group. And then we had 10 community consultants that were on the team as well. So what about sample? We actually had a total of 75, 22 white, 15 Hispanic, 11 African American, and 27 Asian. Inclusion criteria, they had to be at least 18 years old, and they had to read and write English, and then a member of the different groups. And we did it the online cancer. Okay, so what about sociodemographic? Mean age about 48, women about 84%. College graduate had a college degree, 68%. Employed was about 33%. Sufficient or more than sufficient family income, about 42%. Foreign-born, 54%, Protestants, about 31%, healthy, 44%, and unhealthy, 31%. Now look at the types of the cancer we looked at. Breast cancer, about 34%, the gynecological, 10%, and they were stage 2, 23%, and then 18% did not really know the stage of their cancer. Combined treatment, 67%, and then not using any kind of pain medication were 53%. So how do we keep them? There's always a challenge of how you keep your participants, isn't there? So we try to develop a really good bond with them. We had a lot of communication back and forth with them online. And we had 4 culturally matched research, the staff members that were matched with the members there. And we communicated with the participants for the 6 months. We did offer the $50 gift certificate for them completing the forum, and then we did bi-monthly newsletters also that we emailed to the participant, and then we did the electronic cards as well to the group members. Okay, and this is a sample of what the online topics that we looked at, everything from terminology to describe the pain verbal, nonverbal communication, the culturally universal specific descriptions of the cancer pain, gender differences in the pain descriptions, responses to cancer pain, the evaluation of cancer pain assessment, the evaluation of the cancer pain assessment tools, on to cancer pain management provided by the healthcare providers, and then lastly, the patient's preferences for the cancer pain management strategies. Data analysis, we did thematic analysis as per the qualitative study. Okay, here's what we came out with. So the theme, first one was naturalizing versus searching for help. Ethnic minorities tended to try to live a normal life, use natural modalities for the pain management, and then the whites tended to search for diverse ways of pain management strategies. Okay, here's a quote from a white individual. I have tried a lot of different things and even seen the holistic practitioner for a length of time. I like doctors who use the holistic approach to medicine. They're trained to treat the patient like a human being and not just the patient. The human factor goes a long way in the healing and pain process. When I feel I have a doctor or nurse who's sensitive to my needs, it seems to make recovery a lot easier. And then an Asian individual, I prefer the non-conventional treatment since it's less invasive and also quite relaxing. I feel great with my choices. I also practice the Guanling and Qigong to reduce the pain and help the recovery. The second theme that we came up with was controlling versus minimizing pain. The whites were more concerned about controlling their pain and treatment selection process. And then the ethnic minorities tended to minimize and normalize their pain. So a quote from a white individual, I still don't hesitate to fire my doctor if they don't listen to me. I try very hard to be quick and thorough, and I expect to pay for the same, or I find someone who will. I've left some doctors because their staff is continually deaf, and I tell the doctor at least twice. The third time I leave because it could be my life in their hands, and the next time they ignore me. So Hispanic individual, I don't say the word cancer. I don't want to say this word. The word is never mentioned in my home. My cancer is a lime green color. My daughter wanted to put a lime green Christmas tree in my home, but I told her that I did not want to be under the tree. Also, the lavender and the lime green are the colors of my cancer. I get these colors from the computer printouts when they see the cancer on the computer screen. I tried to avoid wearing the lime green and lavender colors because this is the color of my cancer. The third theme was individualizing versus fighting with the family. The white cancer pain experience was individualized, while the ethnic minority cancer pain experience was a family experience, fighting with the family as in fighting alongside your family and fighting together. So white individual, first making the decision to have radiation was hard enough, and once made, I was loath to stop it. Now I had to make the decision again. I was outraged and confused. My husband kept quiet, and I made this important choice by myself. Of the 33 treatments of radiation, I stopped at the 55th treatment. I think I pissed off the radiation clinic or perhaps the doctor. Either way, no communication existed after that. An Asian individual, there's worry, heart pain in families, especially my mom. She helped me go through a very difficult period. She taught me everything would pass over and I would get well. Then she taught me how to read Buddhism. She read Buddhism every day in front of the statue of Buddha and begged Buddha to bless me. The fourth theme was perspective changes. All the ethnic groups reported changes in their perspectives and attitudes towards their life after the diagnosis of the cancer. A white individual, I can no longer do a lot of the things I did pre-diagnosis, so I have had to learn to adapt and learn new hobbies that I can do now. My new normal was difficult to accept and it was scary. But now that I've accepted my new me, I'm much happier. Rather now that I'm no longer sitting in the dark afraid to do anything. And I'm more apt to try new things as I let go of the old ways. I now have the strength to try to give a hand up to the next survivor that comes along next. Volunteering for the ACS Relay for Life makes me feel good to do something constructive again, since I can no longer work for a living. I had to find a new meaning to the life and different body that I've been given. A Hispanic individual, I had many changes during that period of time. I had a whole year to think of my life, and I consider it most meaningful and the best year of my life. I would not change or remove the experience. I had a great deal of time to think about my life, what I had done, what I should have done, and what I can learn from myself, what I can do now and in the future, and how I need to look at this experience. After that year, I was on a pursuit to become a better person and to change the world for the better. These changes were very positive for me. And since then, I've constantly surprised myself on how far I've gone and how fortunate I am for the people around me. An African-American individual, since this whole thing, my personality has changed. I don't have the patience of a bunch of nonsense the way I used to. I keep stress out of my life as much as possible. If it stresses me, I try to find a way to get rid of it and move on. In regard to the whole cancer experience, my time is valuable, and I don't let anyone waste my time. So the fifth theme, communication breakdown, is what we came up with. Across the ethnic groups, the participants complained about the difficulties in communicating with the healthcare providers regarding the pain through the reasons for the communication difficulties were different according to the ethnic group. A white individual, when I was suffering horribly after the tram flap breast reconstruction and simultaneous mastectomy, I could barely speak English. I expressed pain with grimaces, twisting in pain, rolling in bed. Not one hospital worker acknowledged the terrible pain I was in. And one actually refused to call my very young plastic surgeon who had ordered inadequate pain medication for me. An African-American individual, I have problems with neuropathy. It is really hard to get somebody to understand the severity of your pain. I've been given a paper with the numbers usually. It gives the doctors only an idea of how you feel at that moment. I feel that actually describing the pain is a more effective way. However, I do get the impression with some of my doctors that they think that I'm just complaining. It's so hard to get someone to understand what you're feeling. An Asian individual, my education background is MBA, graduate education. However, the communication in American medical institution is still a big difficulty. And the sixth theme that we came up with was gendered experience. Many of the participants mentioned that women were disadvantaged in the cancer pain management. They thought that men's cancer pain was taken more seriously and the people tended to acknowledge the men's pain more easily than the women's. A white individual, I don't think women are taken as serious as men when it comes to pain. I've noticed that if my husband so much as mentions that he has pain whatsoever, he's taken care of right off with the pain medications, therapy, and so forth. But when I express any pain, I'm treated just like I'm trying to get my hands on drugs and told to basically take 2 aspirin, take a hot bath, or as my oncology doctor tells me, live with it. I also noticed that my other women friends and family have to take care for themselves when they are ill or in pain, but also have to care for everyone else in the family when they're ill. Hispanic individual. Having 3 children and a husband doesn't really give me the luxury to do that, but I have been able to balance it so far. I believe that women are used to handling higher degrees of pain for longer periods of time. Women are stronger in dealing with pain. With cancer pain, I have to depend on others, when other people normally depend on me. This is very different for me. An African-American individual, I believe my culture has many special characteristics. I believe that we're strong, powerful women. I gained my strength from my mother, who is one of the strongest women I know. We were poor, but the way my parents raised us 8 children, we never knew it. And an Asian individual, when a woman got cancer, she will become stronger and braver, especially being a mother. She will become brave to face the treatment and to survive for her children. When a man got cancer, I saw some trying to avoid, blame God and people, and could not face it. So the discussion, the themes of the communication breakdown and the gendered experience, they do agree with the studies that have consistently reported the miscommunication on cancer pain between the cancer patients and the healthcare providers. The theme of the changes in perspectives, it agrees with the studies that are reported, cancer patients' adjustment process and the transcendent experiences of the cancer patients throughout the adjustment process, which frequently results in changes in the perspectives. The specific changes in perspectives were quite different according to the ethnicity. Among the white participants, the changes in their perspectives were for control of their body, disease, and life, which could be interpreted as based on individualism. Individualism embedded in the white culture. Among the ethnic minority participants, the changes in perspective focused on the welfare of their families, which could be interpreted based on the collectivism embedded in their culture. So the theme of searching for naturalizing highlights the differences in cancer pain experience between the white cancer patients and the ethnic minority patients. These have been reported in the literature, although the findings are only limited to a specific ethnic group in each individual study. And the themes of determinant or dependent and individualized or family-oriented agree with the previous studies, which can also be linked to the individualism in the white culture and to collectivism in the African-American, Hispanic, and Asian cultures. So what are some of the limitations? Okay, the inherent nature of the qualitative study design, selected recruitment settings that we had, selected characteristics of the participants, the low retention rate among the ethnic minority groups. Implications. The nurses need to use culturally competent approaches to cancer pain management for different ethnic groups of cancer patients, and also more in-depth cultural studies on cancer pain experience among the diverse gender, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups of cancer patients are needed to develop cultural knowledge based on the cancer pain experience. With the in-depth cultural studies, a more systematic and national studies on the cancer pain experience with a larger number of ethnic minority cancer patients are needed to develop concrete knowledge based on the cancer pain experience. And lastly, more in-depth studies on the sub-ethnic variations in each of the major ethnic groups are needed. Any questions from anybody? Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a listserv, or is it a place where people can go? And then a second question to that is, were you able to identify if these are native English speakers, or is it English as a second language? Are they multilingual? And could that have possibly made a difference with interpreting descriptions? Because someone might describe their pain or their experiences in their native language maybe differently than in English.
So right.
The first part being, what is this forum? I think this is a wonderful study, and then the other is the language.
The forum was actually developed by Dr. Chi, who is and happens to be Dr. M's husband, by the way. He's mechanical engineer training, and so he developed the actual database for the forum. And so with this, they could log in there, and they had their own unique password to get into the forum. It was all internet-based, and so he developed the actual forum.
And they were able to share with each other? Yes. Personal
yes, so they were actually able to share with one another also. And so they had their own unique identity. We didn't reveal their identity or anything. They were given a pseudonym in order to do that. And that worked out very well. And then secondly, the native, it was your question related to native speakers.
If it was in English, if you accounted for the communication in English language versus if they were primarily Spanish speaker, and they were trying to communicate.
Do you remember, Dr. M, if right, for the Spanish, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Right.
They did say that they were matched.
Yes, with the culturally, right.
We did.
We had, right. They were matched to the different groups. Right. Turned out very well. Okay, we had the African American RA, the research assistant, that was matched to the African American participants, Hispanics to Hispanics, and that type of thing.
So that you could speak Spanish and you could interpret the nuances of the language.
Right.
Because even within English,
there
are a lot of nuances of the language,
right.
Culture.
Right.
They
communicated within their group.
Okay.
So all of the Hispanics could communicate with Hispanics.
Okay. But they didn't necessarily communicate with any other.
No, we did the division. Right. Yes,
another
ma'am.
We're seeing with different cultures kind of coming together. So ethnic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll repeat the question.
For example, multicultural marriages, and so the things are going to start to kind of change and blend a little bit. Would there be a way to use the forum, this type of forum, for research that looks into groups that have multicultural backgrounds? Because right now you're looking at single cultural zones, and I'm just wondering, as we're progressing 20, 30 years from now, we're
Okay, so right now we're looking at the single culture, and then you're asking about the multicultural going forward in the future. And Dr. M, do you know if that's planned? She's the genius behind the R01 studies here. Oh, Dr. M, they're asking if you could come up here.
Just so whoever's taking this
Okay.
can also hear their response.
The reason that we have an ethnic-specific online forum was cancer is sometimes a stigmatized disease, so they don't want to disclose it. And the studies have shown that those focus groups like online forum should include homogeneous groups rather than having a multi the cultural groups. That's why we did it that way. But actually, in this study, we didn't include multiracial or multi-ethnic people there. But for future study, I think that would be a good direction.
And how might you do that? Would you then have a specific mm-hmm. forum for someone who is Chinese African American?
We didn't publish about it. But what we are thinking was there is a Google Translator. So if somebody wrote a message on the online forum, we could translate through the Google Translator. And then the bilingual or graduate research assistant or other translator can kind of double check the translation, and then we can post it again. But it's just our thinking.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And one other thing I was going to mention is the results of the study, we've just been notified that the manuscript's been accepted in Nursing Research. I don't know when it'll come out. Do you know, Dr. M, or it's coming up next month? So be looking in Nursing Research for that article.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We do have a few minutes if you have any more questions for any of the speakers. I want to remind you that if you're interested in this continuing education, please be sure to complete your evaluations. You can do it here, or you can do it from your office or from home, as long as you beat that December deadline. So be sure to be thinking about that. Thank you all for your attention for attending today.